Funny how exotic it all seems now. A bunch of voices in a confined space ringing off the walls as a tattoo artist mixes her ink, ready to plunge the needle in a stranger's arm again. No temperature checks, no COVID liability waivers, nothing but the buzz of Cuba's very first international tattoo convention in La Fabrica, Havana's sugar factory turned playground for the arts. These buzzing voices were what had drawn me back to Cuba at this particular time, near the end of February this year, just before what would turn out to be a long lockdown. I thought I'd go down with the American photographer Mike Majors, who was exhibiting work from Japan at that convention. But even though Mike couldn't make it, the moment was too good to miss. It was tattooing's coming out party, from back alley anti-socialist pariah to mainstream Cuban art form. And at the front of all that change is the woman that I talked to for this episode, Ailed Duarte, co-owner of La Marca Body Art, and the woman most responsible for having brought all of these artists together from around the Americas. We met in the darkened concert hall in the back of La Fabrica, drank a couple con leches, and talked about the unique pressures and pleasures of running a tattoo studio in Havana, Cuba. This is Nathan Thornburg, and from Roads and Kingdoms, you're listening to The Trip, drinking with exceptional people around the world. All right, well, let's start with the coffee.
Okay.
Because we got these in little jars from Cocinero.
Oh, okay.
The restaurant upstairs. You said you needed a strong?
Yeah, very strong.
Why?
It was that or beer.
Yeah, and it's too early in a busy day for beer.
Yeah, and they have no beer today, in fact, so maybe another drink, and I don't like another drink.
They have no beer?
Not today. I don't know why.
What the hell? All right, why do you need energy? Tell me about this big event. What's going on here?
Well, this is the first, even this kind in about tattoos. They have made a lot of tattoo exhibition, a lot of artists working, but so many artists from all over the country and come some invited from Mexico, from the United States, and all that with conference shows and other things different than tattoos.
Yeah,
is the first time.
This is the first major tattoo kind of convention.
Yeah, we think so, but we're trying to show it like body art exhibition, not just tattoos, because there are piercings, there are something about hairstyle and Afro fashion,
yeah,
and soaps and some oils for the skin and everything around the skin and the body art.
Well, and this is kind of the reason that we're here in Cuba this week, because Michael Majors, who's got an exhibition of Japanese tattoo photography here, was sort of explaining it, and immediately when he said first tattoo convention, you know, kind of its kind in Cuba, I realized it was a big deal because tattooing has been like very political here. This has not been an accepted art form. So tell me, what's the short history of tattooing in Cuba that we should know?
Well, I think that in Cuba, it's like in the most of other countries, tattoos were not well viewed. Not accepted at all because they are related with down level people, prisons, or and that's the beginnings, you know.
So kind of in that Japanese style, it's got association with criminality.
Yeah, like the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just from people that was in jail and this mother and getting love and this message, you know. And after that, with the entrance of the tourists and the people start to see a lot of visitors with a whole body tattooed and another styles different than what they have seen before that.
And what was the Cuban style? Was it a kind of a simple, like you would think of in prison tattooing? Just
like the same in the other countries, because the techniques and the instruments and the supplies were not good. What they have in the hand to work, and names and simple image, religion.
Just a cross, rest in peace, somebody in your family, got it.
But from 1998, a group of artists joined the Association of Young Artists here in Cuba and began a project to put tattoos like artistic expressions, you know.
Hmm.
And we're working on that and make a lot of exhibitions and small ones. But now that association is until 35 years old. So when this first artist got 35 years old, they need to go out of the association. And there is no other artistic association that accept them.
Wait, so there's an age limit?
Yeah, because it's a young artist association. You're supposed to belong to another association of artists before that, after that.
Man, I'm glad there's no like young podcasters association. I would be so kicked out of there. 35. And there's no old tattoo artists association now. When did you get involved then? Was it around that time or
no,
later?
Because I'm not a tattoo artist. I'm just the wife of one of that old tattoo artists.
That's how La Marca kind of got started, was he started it as a...
Yeah, he has been tattooing for 25 years old in his house.
Yeah.
Like the other one artists here in Cuba, they work in their places, small places, trying to have all the health conditions like in other countries, you know?
Yeah.
But without any license or nothing. Try just to, they have to be conscious about that, the responsibility that they work have.
Yeah.
And after that, 5 years ago, we were dreaming a lot of time about having a first tattoo shop with all that artists involved, several artists, like a gallery, and make a lot of exhibitions and activities around tattoo artists. And we try to do it and buy a place because our place is on.
Yeah. So you own your own
building,
store.
Yeah,
and you bought that 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And where in town is it?
It's in Old Havana.
It's in Old Havana.
It's a better place for galleries and concert places.
The fabrica is giving us...
It's a fabrica.
It is a fabrica. It's a factory of sounds. So 5 years ago, it's kind of late to be opening the first tattoo shop. I mean, you say it's like other countries, but this is later than, you know, a place like Mexico or United
States.
Yeah,
because you need to be brave to buy a place, invert some money, to convert a house in a tattoo shop with all the health conditions. You need to be prepared for that activity. And it has a lot of inversion in that. And it was a risk because you have nothing sure.
Yeah, it's a different entrepreneurial climate here in Cuba.
Yeah.
But so also, I mean, you know, with your husband, and it's true with other tattoo artists, there's kind of a political dimension, right? I mean, he's been at odds with the government here at times, as you know, as many of my closest friends in Cuba are from time to time. How do you balance kind of, you know, the politics with the business of running a successful shop? And
well, actually, there is no license for tattoo activities, but we never have problem about that. So we think that we are not doing nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. We are doing our job right. And we try to do it as right as we can. And at least if we do that, we think we don't have any problem with activity. Mm-hmm. And someday they will think about the importance of recognize what we are doing.
Yeah.
And maybe in a not long time, we have a license and some recognition about that.
Yeah.
And these kind of activities, we think is really important for that movement of the tattoo.
Right.
Movement.
So this is a big week for you to be able to show, like, listen, there's international people, there's attention, there's dollars coming in. You're part of a global movement and having that connectivity.
Yeah.
What is the licensing? So it's still, there's no kind of board for licensing what you guys do.
No. We just have a gallery, tattoo artist gallery, but not about tattoos. But we are not hiding, you know. We have social media, a lot of followers, and we put everything we do. It's public, so everyone can see what we are doing. If we have an exhibition, if we come to here to do tattoos, and everything we do, we are really transparent.
Yeah.
So if they don't want to recognize us, but at least we don't have any problem
right
at the moment.
This is not the only activity in Cuba that is kind of done publicly and known widely, and yet doesn't really have an official space. There seem to be a number of those kinds of activities. I remember talking to Equis Alfonso about the fabrica and how that started also very much in kind of gray area. It's kind of how you guys get shit done, you know, it's just do it and kind of see where it goes, right?
And for sure, a lot of people will come today and we talk about that. And for sure, they will see that we are doing something good. And that is a good way to do that activity here in Cuba. So if you do artistic way and not a business, just business, you know,
yeah,
it would be fine.
When Mike Majors was first telling me about this thing and about La Marca and Leo and you know, everything in particular, he started showing me your Instagram, and it's a very unusual style, I think, of tattooing. How would you describe the style, and you know, is there like an indigenous Cuban tattoo style to it?
I think that we have a lot of reference of a lot of tattoo movements internationally, you know. But if the tattoo artists do their style, what they feel, for sure it would be a Cuban tattoo style. So the first thing in La Marca is that we don't copy nothing. We don't work with the reference that the customers bring. So we draw everything, we create everything. And that way it will be always a Cuban tattoo style. Well, that's what we defend.
That word to defend the Cuban style. That's one way that you do it. Are there kind of visual reference points? Is the color palette different?
The color, yeah. Really calid colors, brights, and that different, you know. And we do it without thinking about that. So we are just doing what they feel, you know.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
How many artists are there here today?
30 every day.
30
so
every
30
day.
Today and 30 tomorrow. It will be around 60.
How many are associated with La Marca? Like, how many tattoo artists do you have at the studio?
We have around 6-7. But here, they're all in production. They are not working today. They're just working, trying to do it better for the artists that they are working today.
So they're supporting the other artists?
Yeah. Here, we made a free invitation in the social media to the tattoo artists to present their proposal for tattoo here today and the dossier of their work. So, and we select the best ones, the 60 best ones.
Are out here.
No matter where they live or nothing, because they were with not their names, you know, fake names.
Yeah.
So we can do any for friendship or nothing about that.
Oh, really? So it's all anonymized.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Because it's a small scene here, right? It's all the tattoo artists know each other. And
so they can see, oh, you don't select me because you have you don't like my work or whatever. So it's all about the quality of the art they are showing here today.
Yeah, here's where the limitations of a podcast come in. They cannot show you these tattoos, really. But there is some incredible work that's going on. A lot of it is... I mean, we didn't see any machines that were going either. It was a lot of just stick tattooing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that also is that unusual? Is that on purpose? Or is that just the style that people are using?
They use the style they want. And also there are a lot of machines that you don't hear because it's a new type of machine that is used for doing some portraits and don't have the same sound that you know.
Ah, okay. So going back to the style, I mean, one of the things that I saw from some of the work in La Marca felt like there was almost like a kind of a brutalist style, like a really muscular style of portraits. It reminded me of like old Soviet posters or something, or like, you know, that you would find in the East Bloc somewhere. Is there something from the Cuban propaganda styles or visual styles that we're influencing?
Oh, for sure, because one of our artists is Roberto Ramos, that is a designer, and all the style that represents La Marca and the art and the design of the shop and all the identity and our logo, everything was designed by him, and for sure they had a lot of influence of that styles.
So Roberto Ramos is somebody who you've brought into La Marca to do tattoos, but he had a design career.
He is a designer, and in the beginnings he was a tattoo artist, and he only do stick and poke in the actually today. A lot of people write to get ink by him,
Yeah.
And yeah, he's really unique what he do.
Let's talk about supplies. How do you get them? What's, you know, what are the challenges for you?
The first one is what I told you before, the license. Because if we have a sanitary license, we will be sure about what we are doing. We are really, really, really worried about that.
Right.
Because it's the health of the people.
Right.
You know?
And you invest so much in supplies if you're not able to actually use them, or if something does happen, you don't want to be stuck holding thousands and thousands of dollars. Yeah. Got it.
And the supplies, because we can buy nothing from here. We don't have a shipping system. We need to travel and buy everything and bring here, and not big quantity, you know, amounts of supplies. We need to buy what we need for a short time and go in and bring everything, because here you can't buy nothing for tattoos or ship nothing.
Really? So it's like a mule system where people are just constantly
All our artists can travel and make guest spots in shops and around the world and go to other conventions. There are really good opportunity to buy good supplies.
Yeah.
And that way it really works.
So they're not allowed back in the country empty-handed. They gotta
They
gotta bring me some ink. Bring me some of those new quiet machines. The other issue though is also pricing. I mean, Cuba still has a difficult time. There's so many amazing things, but they're really available more to me as a foreigner or the Cubans who do have access to hard currency. How do you guys deal with pricing and making this accessible for all?
Our prices are not cheap, because the tattoo is not a necessity. You know, if you want a good tattoo that lasts forever, that is healthy in a healthy place, it's not cheap. We can't do cheap with all the supplies we need to bring and all the measures we have to ensure to do a good job and safe for the customer. So, for sure, there are a lot of foreigners that come and get tattooed with us, but a lot of Cubans too.
Yeah.
Because people is learning about the importance of choose a good place and have all the conditions they need to do a safe work.
It is amazing to me, because I've had this conversation with people about price of tattoos, and I really believe that if you want to save some money, you might do it somewhere else. You know,
a lot of people said that they're expensive, but go and buy a pair of shoes that have maybe $100, and you can walk and they can be broken. So
right, that shoe is not, that's not a lifelong decision that you're making.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Do you have plans to grow La Marca?
No. We are good that way.
Yeah. Do you think the size is important?
We're fighting for the license and work strong to do everything okay, organize this kind of event and these kind of things. Also, I remember that about prices, that we do a lot of offers. We open exhibitions.
A lot of sales.
Yeah. We open exhibitions almost every 2 months. And all the exhibitions, we make some offers for the... And for free, they can get a author.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Of the artist that make open the exhibition in our place, they prepare some flashes for his style, and they can get tattooed for free in La Marca. So we do half and half. You know?
Yeah. Is educating Cubans about tattoo culture, and that, you know, it's so new to have a tattoo shop, is that part of the mission too, to make sure the Cubans know more about tattooing? And
it was the first time of the mission, actually, because we opened our space and tried to mix the tattoo with the other artistic painting, design, music, and everything. And we make a lot of workshops with kids, not tattoo-related, of course, about art. And all the parents that come with the kids to our place and sit until the activity finish, they can see all the movement, all the work about tattoos, and they learn, it's not so aggressive as they say, or it's not so bad, it's not so jail related, you
right.
know? And they learn about that. All the people who comes to La Marca not likes tattoo. and they learn about that.
That's amazing. So you're raising a whole new generation of kids who not getting tattoos now, but will be open-minded to
it. Of course, later. And we are all the time defending that. Until 18 years old, you can't get tattoos. Until your father, you can say everything, your mother can say everything, we don't tattoo you until 18 years old.
Oh, that's a thing. Is that a standard in, internationally also?
Yeah. It must be like that. A lot of places don't do that, but for sure we do that.
Yeah.
Not just because they don't know what they want, you know? And this for all the whole life. They look what a lot of friends that have tattoos, oh, I want that. And don't think about it. It is last for the loss, all his life, you know?
Yeah. Well, 18 is also, you know, teenagers.
Yeah, I know.
But
they can drive and they can drink, so.
Yeah, so exactly. They need to start making their own decisions at some point. There is a mosquito.
Yeah, a lot.
It's crazy. We're here on this stage, which is not, you wouldn't think it's a hotbed. And out of respect for these very aggressive mosquitoes, we'll try to keep it wrapped up soon. But let me ask you where you would like to see tattooing go in Cuba, and what do you think it can become from now?
For sure, we want to see some recognition for the cultural institutions, for tattoo artists like all the other artists that are good artists in Cuba. Cuba is always recognized by good artists for a rich culture.
Yeah.
And we would like that tattoos was also inside of this movement, the cultural movement.
So that it just continues to become more mainstream and get support from government, cultural organizations. What about this event? Are we going to see another one like this this time next year?
We hope so. If I don't die before, you know, if
you
I can live with that.
Ayla, don't die. It's a lot of stress though, huh?
Oh yeah, I have been prepared this 2 months ago, and it was short time because we talked to Fabrica de Arte to do this 2 months ago. It was really fast.
Yeah.
For next year, for sure, we will be preparing from the half of the year, you know?
Yeah.
6 months before.
How many countries do you have artists from?
From Mexico, some Cuban Americans, and United States.
Okay. All right. You want to expand
bring,
that? You're going to bring in the Europeans next time?
Yeah,
Asian
for
artists?
Sure. We invited a lot of friends, but it was short time and need to buy the tickets, and it was really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So then.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's come and meet here next year. I'm going to bring a long sleeve shirt.
Also, they can charge nothing here, so it's all exhibition.
All
exhibition is for free, so they need to spend in tickets and everything, and they can get something back.
How am I going to get a tattoo today? Who should I go to?
Oh, all the artists have their models already. They prepare everything because they want to do big pieces.
Okay.
From 11 to 8 in the night.
So they're all full already.
Yeah. Maybe you can try to check Dr. Lacra. He's a really famous artist in Mexico, and he do small pieces.
Okay.
And I put some model for him. For sure, when he finish with that with him, he will want to tattoo something else. So maybe this I wouldn't advise.
I'll go take
advice.
A look at Dr. Lacra.
Dr. Lacra is a really famous Mexican artist.
Dr. Lacra. Okay, let's get it done.
He's going to do a conference about tattooing jail tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we have a lot of conference too.
So they're giving talks about...
Yeah.
This is why it's so stupid that Mike isn't here. He was going to give a talk about
Japanese and the exhibition
work.
That we move in from the black wall to the front of the fabrica. When you enter, you can see all the exhibition of Mike Myers.
That's awesome.
We are really, really thanks to him for that.
His dedication to going super deep on tattoo culture there is crazy. He was telling me about a reunion of like tattoo artists, which is a really dangerous thing to have all of the recipients of the tattoos in one room, because generally these are gangsters.
Mm-mm.
And they're like not gangsters that get along, but somehow this one artist had enough charisma to bring all the gangsters together and
forget all the fights.
Yeah, without killing each other, just to show their body art, which is amazing. But Mike was in the room, so yeah, that's really beautiful to see it here. He's such a fan of La Fabrica and La Marca too. So all right, I'm going to go hit up Dr. Lacra and see if we can get anything done on short notice. But thank you so much, Ailen, and congratulations
you're welcome. Thank you.
On La Marca and everything you've done. I've just like, You know, even at dinner last night when Kelvis Ochoa, the singer, was showing me.
He was by Leo.
Yeah, yeah. So he was so psyched to show off. And he's like, you know who did this? It was Leo.
I hope you can go and visit us in our shop. We'll be here until from Friday, so.
You'll be back at the shop on Friday.
Yeah, on Friday.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. And after a very successful convention. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Ale. The Trip from Roads and Kingdoms is hosted by me, Nathan Thornburg. Theme music by Dan the Automator. Show logo by the great Cuban-American artist Adele Rodriguez. Episode artwork by Daisy D. Alexa Van Sickle is our online editor. The Trip is produced by me and Matt Goulding, also of Roads and Kingdoms. A special shout out to Mike Majors, who made this episode happen. I envy his photographic eye, and especially his extreme enthusiasm for all the unknown. Next on this feed, we are moving from Iraq to San Francisco in our archive episodes, and we will be starting in San Francisco with Vero Mahano, an artist, an old friend, a street historian who is co-founder of the Mission Media Archives. That is coming to you Thursday, November 15th in this feed. We will meet you there.